Liberty's leave policy was tremendous. Having the ability to take 16 weeks off, fully paid to bond with my child, was an incredible experience.
At Liberty Mutual, you can find a career that supports you at every step, even baby steps. We offer up to 16 weeks parental leave for new moms and dads. And because not everyone's pathway to parenthood looks the same, we offer robust fertility, surrogacy, and adoption benefits too. Learn more at libertymutualcareers.com and pursue your tomorrow today.
Welcome to StartupRad.io, your podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Joe from StartupRad.io, your startup podcast and YouTube blog from Germany. We are welcoming you to this month in German Startups Edition October 2020. Welcome to this month in German Startups by StartupRate.io in a transatlantic news recording together with Chris from New York. Hey, Chris. Hi.
All good. Let's roll.
Let's roll. You say it. Today, we're wrapping up October 2020 for you with a monster round in the making at N26, new information on the Wirecard insolvency and question about published information of Heidelberg-based insurance startup GetSafe. You can join us on the entrepreneur network Dudash. With €5 a month, you support our work or become a patron at Patreon. Find the links down here. Enabler. This recording was made possible by Hessen Trade and Invest. Learn more about our enabler in the link down here. And you can also find the links to subscribe to Tech Startups Germany by StartupRate.io, run in cooperation with Hessen Trade and Invest down here. Housekeeping, time to brag. Only thing we have to say right now, guys, stay safe.
Oh, yes, please.
Great. Top news. Monster fundraising at N26 on the horizon. N26 ways 2021. Fundraising above $3.5 billion. Bloomberg reports N26 is considering a fresh fundraising round next year, they write. People familiar with the matter said as the German mobile bank eyes a valuation of above $3.5 billion. The funding round could be the company's final one before it considers an initial public offering as early as 2022, one of the people said. Chris, you got some more top news for us?
Yeah, I think that's really crazy news with N26. I mean, we've been talking about them quite often here on the podcast, and they are also, I mean, they are not immune to scandal, but yet they seem to be growing and growing all the time. It's crazy. Yeah. But I have some other news as well for you. So there is another huge deal on the horizon, this time with Uber and more traditional German companies, because Uber apparently offered more than 1 billion euros to buy Daimler and BMW's mobility service Free Now. That information we got out of Manager Magazine. These two traditional, very traditional German car makers have held early stage talks about the deal. Daimler valued its half of Free Now at $720 million as of June. And Uber expressed interest in a potential acquisition of Free Now after the venture's efforts to attract additional investors struggled to gain traction amid the coronavirus pandemic. We also have another related report to that about the fact that BMW and Daimler apparently seem to be losing some of their patience with the Now group. Then we have Corona, which also obviously affects the German startup industry. There are some unicorns which are suffering from Corona, namely the travel startup Get Your Guide, which lets go of a sixth of its staff. Startup is a unicorn since its latest funding round in May 2019, in which the Berlin-based unicorn raised more than 650 or not in which only, but in total, the Berlin-based unicorn raised more than $650 million from 24 investors. But we also have unicorns which are profiting from Corona. For example, HelloFresh. People stay at home and cook themselves, it seems. So HelloFresh increases projected revenue for 2020 for the fourth time. And now the new revenue forecast is almost double of the 2019 revenue. The company now thinks that they will make between 3.5 and 3.7 billion euros this year. And from another one of those like tentpole slash flagship startups in the German landscape, Auto One, we are hearing a bit more about their IPO. Their founder of that Berlin-based unicorn, Hakan Koç, gives up his CEO post and shifts into supervisory board ahead of the much expected IPO. That is some information that we got from the German startup website Gründerszene.
Yes, talking about Light Towers flagships, talk about a former flagship, Wirecard. We keep you updated. Here is just a small selection of the news of the ongoing Wirecard insolvency. The insolvency administrator of Wirecard announced the sale of a unit, Wirecard Retail Services, to Unser, formerly known as HeidelPay. Other news, EY faces backlash over Wirecard whistleblower from payments. They write, it came to light that EY editor alleged the global accounting firm was warned as far back as 2016 that senior managers at the German payments company may have committed fraud and one had tried to bribe an auditor. Other Wirecard news. According to German media reports, Wirecard's liquidator accuses former management of hiding money systematically before the insolvency. Literally, they said in German that the accounts have been stripped. According to Handelsblatt, the main suspect could be Jan Masalek, a former COO who's still fleeing from authorities. We have a very special blog post about him you can find down here in the links in the show notes. And IMS Capital was one of the investors of Wirecard, who also had to file for insolvency as a consequence of Wirecard insolvency. Now IMS Investments investment, the online supermarket GetNow, has to file for insolvency as well, likely as a consequence of IMS's insolvency. No good news. Chris, you got something better with the ecosystem?
Yeah, I think definitely we will be talking about Wirecard for like months, if not years to come. Going back to the ecosystem, I mean, as you may know, we like to give you an overview of where the German startup scene as a whole stands. We found, for example, an overview about e-commerce in Germany, where it said that the top five companies in Germany account for about 47% of the top 100s. Revenue. The big one here apparently obviously Amazon, which was at 10.5 billion euros. But then if you ask me, the follow-ups are actually quite close, because Otto in Germany, it's a very like traditional department store like e-commerce brand. Otto has 3.4 billion euros, about one third of what Amazon made. And then Zalando with 1.6 billion euros, MediaMarkt, a electronics chain with 1.2 billion euros, and Notebooks Billiger, a company that sells laptops online, with 0.9 billion euros. We have an overview coming from the German government-backed KfW, which administers the money in governmental corona aid in Germany, saying that 500 German startups receive 1.4 billion euros in government corona aid. And we have news about private equity in Germany as well, where we saw only a dip of 16% in total. Venture capital shows even a slight upward trend, according to the German Private Equity and Venture Capital Association, BVKAP. We have the related European data for 2020 as well, where it says that VC investment in Europe is down by about 12% in 2020. And we have data for the third quarter of 2020, where it already hinted at the fact that the European venture capital picks up in Q3, following a bit of a slower start in the summer and spring months.
Let's talk a little bit about hubs. This is the place where we try to bring you information from other cities in Germany, because Germany is a very diverse country and there's startup activity in many, many other cities than just Berlin. Let's talk first and foremost a little bit about Frankfurt. It's always a little bit skewed towards Frankfurt because I'm based here. But first, this is a first with a why. I always get the intention to think, why MCA here? But first with a why is Life, Deutsche Bank's in-house neobank for freelancers and entrepreneurs called First, made a soft launch already. No numbers have been communicated so far. Frankfurt also welcomes Coinbase. Frankfurt will be the German headquarters of Coinbase. They also hired a former manager of Deutsche Börse to run their operations there. The position as chief compliance officer is still open if you're curious and looking for a job. Female founders. First batch of Accelerator Frankfurt's female founder program has started. There is some good news about fundraising in Frankfurt. Captiku, the Frankfurt-based lending fintech, raises a seven-digit venture capital round, with many existing investors adding to their investment. The city of Heidelberg, we hinted it in the intro. There have been many reports on Heidelberg-based insurance broker InsurTech GetSafe. They are raising a venture capital round, which could top out at 50 million euros. This would be one of the largest financing rounds in Germany for an InsurTech ever. Now the Block Finance Forward publishes some allegations. They say they have inflated the numbers and used AI as a buzzword only. Then there's an answer from another tech blog. A lot of noise about nothing. Titles T3N, another well-regarded tech blog. Their article on GetSafe as a reaction on the article above. You can, of course, find a link down here. The founder is quoted in the article saying he is not aware where the allegations of Finance Forward are coming from. T3N, on the other hand, confirms the founder, Christian Wien, to be a very good salesman. Wien accuses some of the investors that won't get in on the financing round to have offended egos and being a likely source for the allegations. Let's talk about the south of Germany, Munich, SAK Ventures. This is the investment company of the Flixbus founders, invests in Freeway Camper, a camping startup from Munich, and also Munich-based hospitality startup Line Home expands its Series A to whopping 31 million with an additional 10 million. Let's talk a little bit about single companies. Chris, I think you got some news there, right?
Yeah. Moving on to some of the interesting news there on a company base, we have some stories coming out of fintech companies. For example, there is Vanta, which some consider Berlin's hottest fintech right now because it already raised more than 10 million euro even before launch. But they lost a lawsuit and now have to rebrand. It was too close to the brand of Berlin-based fintech Vantik. And Vanta offers credit cards for funded startups. There's a B2B only approach at SpotCap because they sold their credit business to Ferratum. And there is news about Swiss Re and Daimler, who joined forces in order to launch an insurtech startup named Movings. That is actually information coming from Switzerland. And we have more about that in a link in our show notes from FinTech Switzerland. And sad news coming from Berlin-based insurtech GetSurance, because they had to file for insolvency. The business will continue for now, but it was funded in 2016 as Young Finance and later raised funding from investors, including Post Finance, Picus Capital, and IBB Beteiligungsgesellschaft. We will have to see where the startup will go. Insolvency, I mean, even in times of corona, does not have to be the end of the company. They are only an insurance broker and don't have your insurance policy on their balance sheet in case you had business with the company and are now afraid. So basically, it was a reseller. We have a fintech leak coming from Scalable Capital, Germany's largest robo-advisor. They had a data leak. Probably you can already hear in the background the sirens coming for them. It's a little New York style interruption. And one fifth of its clients, 200,000, were actually affected. It appears that an 20,000 were affected. It appears an employee downloaded data like the tax ID, address, assets held with Scalable, etc. And Trade Republic published some numbers and an outlook. It's a Berlin-based fintech which published results and generated in the 9 months until September 2019, €725,000 in commissions, as well as €228,000 in other revenue. So we'll see how that goes further. And Germans are not using banking apps as much as expected, but are using online trading apps more frequently after COVID. Those are some results coming from a first, preliminary report. And Crowdfund Insider has a bit more information about this.
Well, Chris, I have some good news from Texas this time. So far, options for employees of startups had an adverse tax treatment in Germany. Now Handelsblatt reports that the government is working on improving the taxation. This is an important step so employees can participate better in the success of their employer, which will likely also lead to more investments and more startups in the medium term. There is related another article, employee stock ownership plans tax reform for German startups, rumored to become reality even before Christmas. Of course, we will keep you posted about this. This time, I'm taking the Rocket Internet corner from Christian. I know he's very sad about that. Alexander Samwa, the youngest of the three Rocket Internet founding brothers, is working towards a conglomerate in renewable energies, reports German business media. One vehicle is already listed called Pacifico Renewables Yield. And there is an article why Rocket Internet has come down to earth. This is related to what we talked about in last news, that they are delisting from the stock exchange. Now let's get to the last part, the single company news. Financial show European scooter startup Tier is profitable despite COVID-19 shutdown. E-bike startup Dance, it's the one by the SoundCloud founders, raises €50 million in venture capital. Interesting thing, IKEA invests undisclosed amount venture capital in Berlin-based visual search startup Nyris, reports Deutsche Startup. The startup offers a visual search for retail and industry. Rakuten.de no longer accepts any new orders. The online marketplace announced it will close its doors on October 15. By the date we are recording this, it's already done. The decision was made due to challenges with leading the e-commerce business to a relevant market presence. Then we have just one article in Stay Ahead of the Curve, and I do believe Chris. Well, Chris, it was always a pleasure with you. Less than 20 minutes and we wrapped up the startup news of a whole month. If you'd like to reach out to us, go down here in the show notes. There's a link to contact both of us. Chris, as always, it was a pleasure, and we always enjoy you playing around with your sound bar with the sirens in New York.
Yes, great pleasure. Bye-bye from New York. If you're in the US, go vote. Don't listen to all the others who tell you to do it. Listen to us telling you to do it. Please, please, please. Bye-bye.
And of course, stay safe. Thank you very much, and looking forward to see you again next month.
Tschüss, tschüss, tschüss.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring.